This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's talk about unmanned aerial vehicles for a minute now. Drones, in other words. There are a whole bunch of questions about exactly how they are going to share the skies with one another and with anything else that flies as well. Marketplace's Abree Benishore explores some of those questions.
A man in Connecticut put a gun on his drone. Totally illegally, by the way. He was arrested. Doctors from Johns Hopkins used drones to move blood samples. And yet the biggest unanswered questions around drones involve neither of those things. Ryan Kahlo is a law professor at the University of Washington. Big question number one, he says, is about privacy.
How do we make sure that these drones are not recording things that they shouldn't, and those things are winding up, you know, in Amazon servers or somehow getting out into the public or to law enforcement?
Legally, the higher up the camera, the less your right to privacy. But between 5 feet and 500 feet is a big gray area. And Kahlo says the drones will have cameras. They'll have to.
Because not only are people taking down drones just to do it, including with shotguns, right? But now these things will be carrying, you know, iPads.
As shoplifting becomes skylifting, which is its own problem, the drones will have to take in a lot of information to protect themselves, and that could conflict with privacy. Another question, how low can a drone pass before it's trespassing or a nuisance?
Trespass and nuisance have typically, since the founding, been almost solely dealt with at the state and local level.
Greg McNeil teaches at Pepperdine University and founded a navigation company for drones. He says constitutionally, every town can have its own altitude trespassing laws, and that could cost fuel and time.
So if the Amazon or Google or other delivery drone, as it flies over Berkeley, it has to go up to 500 feet. And as it flies over Mountain View, California, it's able to dip down to, you know, 150 feet. That becomes really problematic.
A huge unanswered question for drones, though, is simply, what are the rules for flying? The FAA is so far behind drone technology, it hasn't come up with final rules for drones in general, let alone automated delivery drones. Brendan Schulman is with drone maker DJI.
And it would be a shame if we then had to wait another 10 years for the regulations.
Drones, for now, are faster than the law. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.